Blog Talk Radio.
Arestu. Create happy experiences like lighting candles along the journey of eternity, so that you may bask in their collective glow when the darkness of discouragement threatens your being. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Belvaspital World Radio. And we are your hosts. I'm Denise, joined by our beautiful sister Malou. Hello, Malou.
Hello, Denise.
Welcome, and delighted to have you here again this week, Malou. We missed you.
But yeah, I missed you too.
Hopefully everyone enjoyed that fabulous recording we shared last week and had an amazing week. So this week we thought we would share with our listeners from the Handbook of Healers, which I have to say, if anybody who does healing work, whether it's Belvaspital or you have your own practice, this, and you know what, even if you don't do healing work, just to have this book in your home as a reference guide, it's absolutely invaluable, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's so much great information in here. But Handbook of Healers, we are going to share, we felt, to talk about rejuvenation, regeneration, and just to remind ourselves that in the eternal moment, everything is new and whole, and just to connect with that. So, Malou, where shall we start?
Well, perhaps about talking a little bit about what causes the body to age and decay and you know, and what to do about it.
Yes, wonderful.
Because one of the main reasons why the body destructures or decays and ages is linear time, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So like you said, in the eternal moment, everything is new. So if we live in the now all the time, the body would actually not age. So it's the density created from belief systems and worldviews and programming, things like that, and linear time that sort of blocks the cells from regenerating and rejuvenating.
Yeah. And also looking back, like living in the past, and is probably the thing that ages the body the quickest, I think, too. I remember same for, you know, like, yes, the past has its value and lessons, but you get the lessons, let it go. Like, don't, and there's so many people that, you know, I work with that I know that they're, you know, stuck in their memories.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Many people live through their memories. You know, that's what sort of keeps them going and keeps them alive. And yeah.
So what's some of the things we can do to release, we say, linear time or the programs that helps rejuvenate? So as you say, being in the moment.
Yeah, and releasing identities,
mm-hmm.
and also expressing fully in the now. I mean, that's sort of the same as being in the now, I suppose, but if you express fully, because, you know, the masculine and the feminine expression is not balanced most often, and that creates a conflict inside, and that conflict creates the aging and the destructuring of cells. So if we can resolve that conflict, you know, we balance the masculine and the feminine within. It's like stillness and movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I think you're right. When we're authentically expressing,
mm-hmm.
the truth of who we are in the moment, and not holding back or not suppressing, you know, we say something that we want to, you know, share, we want to speak, we want to, we want to laugh or we want to cry, but we're suppressing it. That's mm-hmm. also very damaging to the body and the emotional, the auric field.
Yes. And then trauma, of course, also.
Yeah.
You know, from childhood experiences, or, you know, past life, you know, violent death experiences, or, you know, just birth and death.
Yeah.
Can be traumatic to your bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right, even holding that belief of life and death and it's gonna be the same, right?
Yeah.
But like the more common things, like having a lot of stress in your life, and as you say, not authentically expressing that will cause deterioration.
Mm-hmm. And also, of course, the physical things like bad eating habits or smoking, alcohol, things like that. I mean, that's sort of obvious, but nonetheless, that's a major factor in aging the body.
Yeah. But the good thing is we have lots of wonderful, tools to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like the Ikalki ceremony, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I've only tried it once. I really enjoyed it. It was just a little bit, you know, sort of, it took a little while to cut out all the little sigils, because you put them on your face, on different acupuncture points on the face, in order to open the gates of the rejuvenation.
Wow. So, you know what, Malou, I've never actually done that, that protocol, and I'm actually going to treat myself this weekend. So
yeah, that's a good idea.
Can you tell us what we do, what the protocol is? Because it's a facial acupuncture or acupressure, right?
Yes, it's been quite a while since I did it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But yes, you take the little sigils and cut them out or print them on you know paper that glues on one side, so you can use them again. And there's a drawing in the Handbook for Healers book.
Yes.
Where you can see where to put them, and then there's the music, and there's some affirmations, some insights that you can read and insights you can get.
Do you use the Saradisi music? Is there a particular music?
I think it was the Saradisi. No, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
I'm sure it says. So.
It is. I'm pretty sure it's the Saradisi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because there's the Ikalki sigils of the Fountain of Youth, and there's an excerpt here. With the oil of almonds, mix henna to a thick fluid in a sacred communion with the infinite life. Point now the holy sigils of Ikalki on the gateways of the body. So this is, so we use henna oil. Oh, I love henna.
I do too, yeah.
So, but where I normally don't use a carrier oil, so we mix it with almond oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's good because I have some of that. So mix the henna with the almond oil, and then you put that on first on the different points, and then the sigils.
Yeah, because the ceremony where I did it, we did not do the oil first.
Okay.
Yeah, Jane and Errol did a ceremony a while back.
Yes, I remember.
Maybe this was a shortened version of the whole ceremony.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's read it here. It says, the Saradisi Ikalki ceremony had as its purpose the opening of the body's ability to assess the limitless supply of regenerative resources from the one life. It was done in conjunction with Irash Safa Yoga. Participants would, I can understand why you wouldn't do all of this. Like, this is a lot. So participants would eat only the purest foods for a lunar month before the ceremony. Well, that changes things.
Yeah, so it's a rather large ceremony and stretches for some time.
Wow.
Yeah. But it is open the Fountain of Youth, yes.
Yeah, and then it says the painting of the Ikalki sigils would take place on the full moon. We just had a full moon too. Okay, mm-hmm. So maybe I'll prepare for the next full moon and do it.
Yeah.
And then you leave the sigils on the body for 3 days. So during the 3 days, the participants would be in secluded stillness, sleeping and eating as they wished. Oh, that sounds like heaven.
Yes.
So it says, engage not your thoughts in these days of rebirth, but watch them rise and fall as the ocean waves until you find the silent bliss within.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The diet recommended before and after the ceremony includes the grains buckwheat, amaranth, and quinoa, though never with meat are they combined. And vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's okay, because that part I could do.
Yeah, that's a bit easier. Mm-hmm.
The elaborate preparation and ceremony of the ancients was done with planning. The sigils here can be reduced and printed on complete adhesive paper. That's what you were saying. You put them on and apply them to the acupuncture points. And it says, isolate yourself from others for as many hours as you can. So repeat the affirmations, which we can share those, Malu, right? The affirmations. After placing yourself in a relaxed state, breathe out any stress in the body with deep breaths until you are relaxed. Visualize your youth returning in great detail and allow yourself to feel happy about it. Then just enjoy being in stillness and not engaging thoughts. Every few hours, envision the gates opening where the sigils have been placed. Breathe out all age-related programs and memories of how others see you or you see yourself. When it feels light and clear, deeply draw with in-breaths infinite resources from the endless supply of the one life. Mm. Oh, I feel relaxed just reading that.
It's such a very, very pleasant ceremony. I really enjoyed it when I had these little sigils all over my face.
Oh, I really want to do this now.
Okay. I believe you can just do the sigils part and the affirmations. Of course, it would be, you know, more beneficial even to also do the diet thing and do it for a month and the oil anointing and things like that. But I believe you can also, in fact, just use the sigils because they're so powerful.
Oh, that feels good, actually. So, yeah. And then, so we have how many? There's 15 acupuncture points, or I guess acupressure points.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we took this to, you know, if you took it to your acupuncture person, if they would do it. It could be very cool.
Good, actually. Yeah. Why not?
So, and each sigil rep is correlated to a particular organ in the body.
Mm-hmm. And a particular meridian also.
Yeah, and the meridian. So I'm thinking for, you know, to give yourself a little treat, do the clearing of the 20 meridians with the oils, and then do this and have, you know, great music on, the Saradisi music, very amazing, beautiful music.
Yes, it is.
And oh, wouldn't that be just a lovely treat?
It would be wonderful.
Oh, it would. So, do you want to share the affirmations?
Yes, let's do that. Okay. The 12 affirmations. And the first one says, I am eternal and timeless. I dwell in spacelessness. My body forms according to my intent. Number three, you state positively the qualities you wish your body to achieve and reflect. For example, my body is lithe. Is that how it's
pronounced? Yeah.
My body is lithe and fit. My hair is luxuriant and thick. My eyes see clearly and my ears hear clearly. My skin rejuvenates itself every moment into luminous youthfulness. And you can just add other affirmations as you wish. I am boundless supply and abundance. I am renewed and rejuvenated by expressing as the one life. I am indivisible oneness. I am pristine incorruptibility. I am androgynous dynamic balance. I am completely at one with the perfect unfolding of the one life. All that I am expresses at the highest, most complete level of perfection. My body sings the exquisite song of the infinite. And the last one. I am the perfect piece of infinite beingness, complete, whole, and fulfilled eternally.
Wow. That's amazing.
They are amazing. And they are, you know, they are representative of each level of existence, I feel. You know, both the body and the soul and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree. I love that one. My body sings the exquisite song of the infinite.
Yes, that's lovely, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I woke yesterday morning at 4:30 because Jim was leaving early. So the birds actually woke me up. They were so loud singing. And I woke up and the thought in that I heard was, there's a new song singing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
So that affirmation just reminded me of that. Oh.
Yes. Rabbi sings the exquisite song of the infinite.
Yeah. It's amazing. So, wonderful affirmations to incorporate into your day.
And we just have to remember, we have to say them, you know, for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, 30 or 60 days in a row, like every day, in order for them to really have, you know, a profound effect.
To take hold, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's good. And then there's also the wisdom of Ekalki, which I always, this is like my favorite quote from Almeen, you know, when you're an eagle, you just can't fly with the turkeys.
Yes.
So the wisdom of Ekalki says you cannot fly high like an eagle while simultaneously trying to fit in with the turkeys. Moving beyond mortal boundaries requires an uncompromising life. Almeen.
Yes. I love that too.
Yeah. It's a good reminder, you know, and you kind of,
yeah, you know, you can't try to fit in with the masses when you're just not one of them.
Yeah. But it takes courage. Do you find, Malua, it takes?
Oh, yes. It takes courage.
Yeah.
Because we have, you know, for eons been, maybe not persecuted, but I mean, there's been so much resistance and opposition and things, you know, it's very difficult,
yeah.
I think,
mm-hmm.
because of deep-seated fear, perhaps, or it's just, you know, it's been going on for so many years and you know, so it's not just this lifetime.
Yeah.
It's many, many, many lifetimes where we've tried to do that.
Yes.
So, yeah. So it takes courage, yeah.
Yeah. It does. So would you like to share some of the wisdoms for disengaging from the matrix, which, yeah.
Yes. So the first one says, where is the root of all aging? Inner conflict is the cause. Find now the root of all conflict and you will have found the fountain of youth.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you're in absolute peace and surrendered trust, there is no conflict, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, as you said, it's no resistance, right? We're not resisting life. If there's no inner conflict, there's no resistance.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. And another one says, 24 organ systems have formed over 24 eons or cycles of existence, each one an illusion of separation in conflict with one another. War begins within. So it's interesting that it's the organs that has conflict. I find that's a bit odd. Or organ systems, right? So it's the conflict within them. So everything relates to each other. That was just, you know, what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. And that the organs think, you know, that they've been tyrannical, right? Like the heart says, you can't live unless I'm pumping.
Yes.
And, you know, really it's an illusion. We don't need the organs.
Yes.
Unless we believe we do. But it's part of the separation consciousness.
Yes. Exactly. Okay, so in the core of every atom, within every being, lies the deep knowing that there's only the one life. It is thus prone to fight against that which seems to contradict that knowing, the illusion that another being exists.
See, it's like in the, it's at a cellular level, right?
Yes.
I mean, there is only, the cells know there's only one life.
Yes, it's, yeah. So we do have all the knowledge within our cell. And I'm not even sure, no, it says in the core of every atom, okay, because I'm thinking, is it only in the 8 cells, you know, that we start out with that keep, that are, will stay the same the whole time? But it's not, it's in every cell, in every atom.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm. About the organs, there's another one talking about the different parts and organs. So seeing the body as having many different parts and organs, an inside and an outside, is but an illusional program imposed by mind in an attempt to label the incomprehensible.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah.
That is really difficult to grasp, I find, that we do not have an inside and outside. It's just a projection of the mind. It's really weird that the whole cosmos is within us and we're within the whole cosmos at the same time.
Yeah. Which is a lot of what we've been working on, I feel, is, you know, clearing that illusion of inner and outer and, you know, the inner senses, outer senses.
Yeah.
Space and time, and yeah, I think that's a lot of what we've been, you know, up until the point what I mean, what we were looking at exploring, or but yeah, it's the unknowable.
It is. Are there any of them that you sort of are drawn to?
Well, let me see here. Well, the two greatest obsessions of all beings are the need to know and the presence of emotions. Both create the illusion of relationship, as emotions are based on desire for an eternal source of fulfillment, and the need to know is based on the desire to control external circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I've really worked on myself letting go the need to know.
Yes, I have too.
You know, and I don't know a little bit because, you know, as intuitives that, you know, we see a lot, or, you know, we get a lot of information in that it kind of feeds that need to know. I don't know if that's,
I think so, because, you know, every time you find out something or learn something, you know, another question shows up, you know, then what? How about this and that? And, you know, it's just an endless search for more answers and more information.
Yeah.
Or it can be, you know, if you're not aware of it. And it has been for me, you know, I can just keep going and going.
So I really work on that consciously, to release the need to know and trust in effortless knowing.
Yes.
It's all unfolding perfectly without my control. Because I did find it was really a way to control life, having a need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sneaking up every now and again, I notice it. So that one. And of course with the emotions, right? Yeah, like when the frequency is high, you know, I mean, I find the emotions are very dominant, and it's almost like I have no control over it. Like, you know, looking at, you know, two birds, you know, just hanging out, playing outside on the grass will, like, have me, you know, just in tears.
Yes, yes.
So,
But do you find that it sort of changes? You know, sometimes your frequency is high, sometimes it's the light component and the frequency is sort of lower and you're more balanced emotionally, or
yeah.
Does that okay?
Absolutely. You know, it was very funny. Last weekend, I had a friend over, and this friend had some health challenges. So I did, he wanted Bhava Aspatas. So I did Sangha to Self, and I did the Brahmashananu, Bhava Aspatas of the gods. And I did the clearing of the with the meridians before I started, and he was like a lot of emotional releasing, which had been suppressed though for a long time, came up. And we also did a fabulous meditation, actually, which I shared from Linda Iverson on our Life of Miracles radio show, but it was very amazing clearing meditation. And he actually had, you know, amazing testimonials afterwards for how good he felt. Like, he could feel the changes in his cells, and, you know, he had feeling in his toes again, which he hasn't been able to for, I think, almost a year now. Yeah, and his vision, like, he hasn't been able to drive because his vision hasn't been good enough. His vision was like so much better, so much clearer. He felt he could drive. Like, well, maybe you want to wait a little bit first. But we went to, there was a whole life expo going on, and I didn't really want to go, but I felt, okay, I'll go, there's something for me to see. And honestly, Malu, most of it was energy healing in the room. Like, you know, there was people selling their products and, you know, offering, like, all kinds of wonderful things. But they had, it was mostly energy healing. So walking around, and I'm, you know, really trying not to judge, and, like, it's okay. I know there's, you know, it's all imperfection. They all have good intention. But I want to tell them it's not working. But I have to say, in the feeling in the room, the energy was really high. So one of the things was this being offered, because there was all kinds of, you know, free testing, free samples. And so there was, which I really didn't participate in very much, but there was one I did, and my friend did as well, where they have taken, it was a combination of the work from Dr. Emoto and the work from Hawkins, what's his name? I can't remember, the scientist, you know.
Hawkins, yeah.
It was a combination of their techniques. And what they do is they test almost like on your finger, so I guess a pulse or the energy from your finger. So you, like, place your finger on this little, it's like a microscope, and it's hooked up to a computer. And, you know, they test your stress level, they test, you know, your balance, your something else. And, you know, and then the idea is you drink this glass of distilled water that, you know, it's infused with these positive affirmations. Like, and then they test you after you drink the water. So, you know, we're walking in. She's like, first of all, they couldn't, she couldn't get a reading from me, which, you know, I'm just laughing. Like, oh, it's okay, you know. I kind of was not expecting her to anyways, but I could tell she was getting a little upset and frustrated because this doesn't normally happen. And, you know, she's thinking it's her fault. And I'm like, okay, like, let me just clear my fingers and, you know, have a little chat and okay, fingers, just play the game. So then she was able to get a reading.
Okay.
And so it read, and it was like, you know, my stress level was, you know, really not high. It was like 30% or something. And, you know, everything else was like my balance was normal, and whatever the other thing was, I can't remember, you know, was in the normal range. So she's like, okay, well, let's see what it is after you drink the water. So I'm like, okay. So I drank the glass of water and then we test again. So it totally messed up the readings, because then everything was off, you know.
Oh, maybe, really?
Yeah. The balance, instead of being, you know, high, went low. And yeah, so she was totally like, did not know what to do, because she had never seen this before. And God love her, she was an older lady. Like, I you know, I just start laughing and like, it's okay, don't worry. So then she like kind of pushed me out of the way, because she didn't know what to do with me. And then she did my friend. He had exactly the same experience, right? Because, I mean, he's a student of all means too, right? So this woman was like, she had, oh my God, you know. But in the meantime, there's a lineup of people now, because you know that happens, right? I don't know if you've noticed, but, you know, wherever you kind of go and focus, then next thing you know, there's a bunch of people around you.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, she was getting all frazzled because the readings were not going the way they're supposed to go.
But do you know why? I mean, do you know why? I mean, I know she didn't, but what happened?
Well, for me, like, I feel like I'm just in a, you know, a different field, and, you know, these, I don't think these machines really work for us. You know, I don't think they can accurately measure, you know.
No. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, I mean, it was funny. It was funny because, you know, everybody else is coming away like, wow, oh my God. Oh, I can't believe the improvement. Look at this. And we were the complete opposite, you know. Oh, it just, yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, it's a bit strange, though.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Poor lady.
Yes, a poor lady, but we had a good laugh about it. So then she's like, oh, you guys are twins. So then that just made us laugh even more. So, well, it's, you know, it's all fun. But I think, you know, we just had such, you know, because we had done the Belvacetan, we were in, you know, such a high, pure frequency that it couldn't read.
Yes, probably.
The computer couldn't read us, is what I think. But
yeah. Well, that's pretty interesting and how do you say that?
Completely off topic. I don't know how that happened. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. It's very interesting. I'm just looking for the word here. It, you know, sometimes it's because it sounds so good and it sounds, I mean, plausible and everything, that you drink this sort of structured water or whatever it is, or, you know, it's been affirmed and things like that, and your body will react positively right after. That sounds reasonable, and, you know, I'm sure it works that way for many people. But it also tells me that, you know, sometimes we can't, if it's a human program, you know, it's just not gonna work if you try to go back into that program.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a symbol of that or a representation of that. That's what I'm hearing about it. Yeah.
It was very interesting. Yeah, how, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do the same, like with, you know, my water bottles, I have sigils on them. I have one water bottle that I got from a lady in Montreal with the, she had painted the sigils for love, praise and gratitude on it. Like, you know, I do the same with my water, but
but I suppose that's different because, you know, aphorisms, you know,
yeah,
affirmations are good, but sigils, I mean, they're totally different.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they're light language and
yeah,
so it's another level, I suppose, of
yeah,
communication.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it, to test
test
a sigiled water on that. Wow.
Yeah. But, that it would.
Yeah. Might blow up the computer. Really put her over the edge.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would actually.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Sigils are, you know, they're so powerful. You know about the radiation, for example, from mobile phones and the television and the computer and stuff. If you put a fragrance, alchemy.
Yeah.
It, I have that on my, you know, on my mobile phone.
Yeah.
And I haven't attached it to my television yet because it just moved, but I will.
Yeah.
And it blocks the radiation, and it any sigil works of the oils. I mean, of the fragrance alchemy sigils.
That's good to know.
Yes. Yes. It's not just one of them.
Any of them. Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, thought, okay, maybe one of them is more. It's better. You
yeah
know. But Amin says it doesn't matter which one it is. So I just believe that they're a lot more powerful than affirmations, even though they're very positive.
Absolutely. And I, like, sometimes I look at the sigils and they're almost 3D, you know, or I see them
mm-hmm
moving or changing. Like, they look like almost like the oils, you know, they're little
mm-hmm
beings that, they're fully alive, and yeah, I think there's probably a, you know, a lot more about the sigils Amin could tell us.
I think so too. Yes.
Yeah.
I think so too. And the wheels as well, in fact.
Yes, yes, and the wheels too. Yeah. So yeah, it'd be fun to get those tested. That I would love to do. But
Amin has been talking about creating water from, you know, bottled water.
Yes.
From spring and you know, blessed water. I would love that.
Oh,
wow.
My God. Me too. Yeah. To have that pure water. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
But talking about drinking water, you know, there are physical things you can do, you know, in order to rejuvenate, like, for example, the apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
I mean, that's so brilliant for so many uses. And that also produces or makes the, what gland is that? I can't remember, but it increases the production of the human growth hormone in the
yes
brain,
mm-hmm,
which is responsible for aging. So, and it automatically decreases, the production decreases as you get older by a lot, like by 80% or something by the time you're 60 or something. So it's a lot. So if we can naturally increase the production of the human growth hormone, which apple cider vinegar does,
yeah,
you know, it will reverse the aging process.
Yeah. And, you know, it's true that, like, really, I think apple cider vinegar everybody should have in their house. It's so amazing, like, not only to cook with or to drink in your water, but, like, it has so many uses.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. For the skin, for cleaning, for for all sorts
yeah
of things. But there's a long list available in the Handbook for Healers, and also you can find it on the internet. There's a lot of things you can do with apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. And it doesn't, like, I know for someone like Jim does not like vinegar. He's totally like, he can smell it a mile away. But the apple cider, it's not really vinegary like you would think it is. But it's a little tart, but...
Yes, it is a bit sour.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's not... And you can put a little honey in it. For example, my grandmother, she used apple cider vinegar with a bit of honey as a cough medicine. And, you know, when I smell that apple cider vinegar, it just reminds me so much of my grandmother, because her whole kitchen was smelling from this blend that she made.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I put stevia in mine. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But honey is good too. I'm not crazy about honey. But
you would find too.
Yeah. And I know our beautiful sister Sandra makes an amazing virgin mojita with the apple cider vinegar. Oh my God, it's so good. I've tried to make it, but I can't make it like she does.
What's in it?
Oh, she puts there's apple cider vinegar, there's lime, there's San Pellegrino, and stevia,
like the
sparkling water, like Perrier, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she put something else in there, but she doesn't tell me. But there's no alcohol, but it's so refreshing and delicious. It's really good.
Sounds really good. I would love that.
Yeah. It's really good. So what else do we have for rejuvenation?
Well, other tools besides, there's kefir and there's all these other things that you can eat. But, you know, there's the Saradisi yoga, for example, you know, as another mystical tool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Have you done Saradisi yoga?
I love the Saradisi yoga.
I do.
Yeah, it's the third level of yoga for renewal, actually for youthening, and yeah, I love this one because I love the combination of the movement with the alternating postures. I do, and you know what, Malou, I play this CD, the music in my car all the time. I guess I should change it. But I've had this very decent music in there for months. I think. So just having the music playing, I love it. I do.
Yeah,
love
I
it.
Do too.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's so graceful. I mean, the music is also, but the yoga.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love the way, you know, you can express intuitively from the depth of your being.
Mm.
I really like that. So it's not a set structure. Well, it's not, the only set structure there is the stillness and movement. So the positions alternate between, you know, a still position.
Yeah.
And the intuitive movement. I just really, really love that.
Yeah, me too, because, you know, what a great way to authentically express,
yes,
you know,
yes.
And just to move the body, and, yeah, it feels so good doing that yoga. Yeah, and you know what my favorite tool for regeneration is? I absolutely love it more than all of them. I know it's hard to have a favorite, but I have a favorite. And it is the Angel God ceremony.
Yes, number one.
Oh, I love it. That, you know, and I haven't done it for a while, but sometimes I just read the principles and I'll just like say them to start my day, just having the principles like affirmations. But I always feel amazing after that ceremony.
I do too.
Yeah.
It was a bit difficult for me in the beginning because the wheels wouldn't move through me, and I felt I was lying flat on the floor. But I felt, you know, the more wheels I had, you know, sent through my body, and the more angel gods I called, the more I felt like I was lying with my head down, you know, like I was tilted somehow. So the blood pressure went up. That's how it felt anyway.
Oh.
You know, it was sort of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Quite uncomfortable, to be honest, the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I really had to go deeper and deeper into the concepts to really understand them in order for them, for the wheels to move through. I mean, it was so powerful. So now it's no problem. But in the beginning, that was the first time I really experienced having trouble passing the wheels through my body. I never tried that before. You know, sometimes I could feel a wheel stop, you know, at my neck or somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
And then just have to, like in Key West or something, I would just have to, you know.
Breathe through it.
Yeah. So this is a very powerful ceremony. And I love the music as well. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The angel chants. Oh, my God. They're so awesome. But, I mean, I don't remember having that experience. I remember it taking a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The first few times I did it, where now it's like, you know, they just move, and but it's so rejuvenating. Like, you get up from that ceremony, and like, I always feel like, okay, you know, I'm bright eyed and bushy tailed, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So it's not a good one to do like at night before bed, but
no.
If you're feeling sluggish, or, you know, you're just feeling really low on energy, it's an amazing tool to work with.
Yes. It activates your DNA, so they're working on your DNA, right?
Yeah. And actually, Malou, I have felt that. I don't know if you felt it when you're, even after the ceremony, that it's almost like little pulsations in...
Mm-hmm.
In your, like, I felt it in my legs particularly, like little pulsations going through the cells.
Hmm.
Particularly in my legs, I felt it. Yeah.
Okay.
Like the cells renewing or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It turns or something, or, you know, it's where it's most needed, that the energy goes there, or you can feel it mostly there.
Yeah.
No, I didn't really notice in my legs or anything. I just noticed this buzzing, or the cells were sort of I don't know the word for it. Like
charged.
The cells,
they feel charged.
Happy cells.
Yeah. It's definitely happy cells. Yeah. Wow.
And it's another way of working with the angels, which, you know, I just really like.
Yeah. But the only thing is, you have to have taken the Magic of the Gods course, because it is part of that.
Is that what it's called? Isn't it Entering Godhood?
Yeah. But it's like, I think the series was Magic of the Gods, and then it's Entering Godhood 1, 2, and 3. And I think it was part of the first. Was it the first one or the second one?
I can't remember, but Magic of the Gods was part of Entering Godhood course, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, that's how I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's not one, I believe. I think it's two. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 2 or 3, but it's absolutely, it's so much.
It's an amazing course.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. As are all of Elmine's courses and tools and... lots to choose from and delve into. And as Elmine says, you know, you work with what resonates, right?
Yes.
And of course, we're excited because we have upcoming the runes. There's the Ohio event in July, and then directly after that is the online course, the webinars. So, have you taken webinars before, Malou? Or have you offered them? I know you were talking about doing them.
No, I haven't offered them yet, but I'm in the process of creating material.
Yeah, good. So how does that work? Do you know how the webinars work?
For this particular course or just in general?
In general.
Well, you get a login I mean, usually people are sent an email with a login link.
Okay.
And you just log into that page, and then the webinar is on the screen. I mean, it's like a video that
okay.
you're looking at. And then you just press play, and then if it's live, you know, you wait until it starts, and then it starts. And some depends on what provider that the webinar host is using, but sometimes there's a chat room where you can chat with, you know, the other participants.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I've never done a webinar, so that's great. But we can, I understand for the rooms, do you know if we're not able to be there live for the webinar, we can access the...
Yes, the recording will be sent to all the participants afterwards.
Wonderful.
So you can have, yes, I think you have lifetime access to them.
Yeah.
So if you cannot participate live, it's perfectly okay. You can just watch it in your own time. So, yeah.
Amazing. So great. Yeah, sorry, Lou, go ahead.
I was just saying, I believe it's a 7-part video webinar series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's a Russian teacher who speaks Russian, and then Sergei is translating.
Yes. Which mm-hmm. he's always so passionate and fun to listen to.
Yes, he is.
We love Sergei. So, yeah, lots of, you know, it's wonderful to see new things coming up and coming out and ways to support Almeen and spiritual journeys. And we're very happy. And, of course, a way to connect with everybody, too.
Yes. Right?
Which is always fun. But, my love, we are just about at the end of our show here. That hour went really fast.
It sure did.
So thank you, Malou, for an awesome hour together.
And thank you.
You have an amazing week. And thank you to everybody for listening in. We're so grateful for your love and support. And if you would, you know, like to contact us, maybe be a guest on the show, if you have some miracles with Bell Hospital, we always love to have guests, so please just drop us an email or a Facebook message, and we would love to connect with you. So
yes.
Praise, love, gratitude, and trust to all. Good night.
Good night.